السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فالق الإصباح وجعل الليل سكنا والشمس والقمر حسبانا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. وكان أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول: يا ابن آدم إنما أنت أيام، وكأنما ذهب يوم ذهب بعض. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this life. And this life, as we know, is very temporary. And the purpose of this life is to prepare and get ready for hereafter, which is the life after death, everlasting, never ending. In this temporary world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us down and granted us all the abilities to do the actions and amal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, has provided all the asbab, all the means, and the time to prepare, to do good actions in a'mal, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try to become successful. Allah has created this whole world, and in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set down a system of sun and moon, by which we are able to schedule ourselves, our lives. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in one of the places, this ayat I have recited, that Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Faliqul Isbah, who is the breaker of the morning. You know, at night everybody is sleeping and it's dark, right? We can't see each other. And then the sun is rising. By rising of sun, it is like breaking the night and bringing from darkness a light, which happens through the rising of sun. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his attributes. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Then second ayat, Allah is the one who is granting the dignity and honor to whom He wish, and in disgrace and humiliate to whom He wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the kingdom and power to whom He wish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away the power and ability from whom He wish. So everything in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining His power and His qudrat. Allah is that one who has power and ability to bring out night from the day and bring out day from the night. This changing of day and night is not under control of any scientist or any reformers or any person in this world. It is not under control of any human being. We makhluk, human being, no matter how advanced we are in science and technology, but we cannot stop, you know, night to fall in, and we are not able to bring the day from the night. This is only under the command and kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created the sun and moon, which is moving around the, you know, the planet in orbit. Only they are listening and obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no mechanism, there is no system, there is no science that any human being can interfere in the rising of sun and moon or changing the day and night. No one can say, no, this is December, I want to change the day a little longer or night a little shorter, or today I want to make the sun rise after 10 o'clock. It will not happen. Allah Ta'ala says, only Allah, tuliju layla fil nahar wa tuliju nahara fil layl. This qudrat, this power only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who brings night from the day and day from the night. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is interfering in this system. وَتُخْرَجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرَجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Another power in qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the being who brings out a dead person, dead thing from the life, and the life from the dead. Living item come out from the dead, and dead, you know, coming out from the life. So this is also only in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And Allah is the one who is the Razzaq, who has the treasures of the risk and sustenance. And Allah is the one who distributes the risk and sustenance according to His wisdom, to whom He wants, as much He wants. And that is also not ability to do. I got strength, I got power, I got money, I got wealth, I got all the asbab, so I will earn more dunya, I'm able to make more money. No, it doesn't happen. No matter how smart you are, how wealthy you are, how much of asbab, it means you have a risk maqsumun. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a risk maqsumun, that your sustenance already predetermined. You're not going to get any single grain or any single penny extra because of your ability, because of your wealth, because of your asbab and means, and because of your position and influences. No. It will not happen. Whatever Allah has, you know, destined for you before you were born in this dunya, that much only you are going to get it. So distribution of the risk and sustenance only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah grants to whom He wishes as much He wants. Right? So there are certain things in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us freedom and made upon us. Because we are Khalifatullah fil Ard. We are the governors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the surface of the earth. So we are responsible for our actions. And that's why only human beings after the death in the Yawmul Qiyamah are questionable and answerable for their actions and deeds. All other makhlukat other than human beings, they will be perished, they will be finished. No hisab for that. No hisab for the animals, why you bite it? No hisab for the lions, why you ate so many goats and deers? Allah is not going to question that. Only question will be for the human being. Why? Because Allah has granted us some kind of ability, some kind of freedom. And Allah is going to judge how we utilize, use it or abuse it, His power, His qudrat, His ability, which He has bestowed upon us. That's why for every amal, we are responsible. Whether it's good amal or whether it's bad amal. And that's why the whole Yawmul Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, Day of Resurrection, Yawmul Hisab, Malik Yawmiddin, all these things are reminding us the day is going to come that every soul, every individual, every person will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone by himself, by herself, and Allah will ask him all the questions. Those five questions, as we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, the short, the close meaning is that how much ilm and knowledge you have, acquired, and how much amal you made upon it, how you earn your income, the sources of the income, and how you spend it. So these are the questions, and how much of amal you have made on your ilm, on your knowledge. These are the questions everyone has to answer on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now, we are living in this dunya, each and every one of us, whether it's a rich or poor, is a old or young, man or woman, we are going through three kind of ibtila, three kind of tests and trials and tribulation every single day. No one is excluded from this. No one is excused from it. Everyone is going through these three kind of imtihanat, test, trials and tribulation. It is said, Yusabu ibn Adam kull yawmin wa laylatin bi thalathati ibtilai. Every human being is going through with these three kind of imtihan and test every day, every night. And no one is excused from them. Number one, umruhu yatanaqusu kull yawmin wal yawm alladhi yanqusu min umrihi la yahtammu lahu wa idha naqasa min malihi shay'un ihtamma lahu wal malu ya'udu wal amru la ya'ud. What it is saying, everyone's lifespan is getting shorter and shorter day by day. And no one is excused from there. President cannot say, oh, because I have so many things to do, so my day should be 26 hours. 24 is not enough for me. I have so much things to do. It doesn't happen. 24 hours for each and everyone. Right? And that 24 hours, day and night, will be decreased from his lifespan. What is capital, what is commodity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him is the whole life, 60, 70, 80 years. Every day, this much of amount is decreasing from his lifetime. Everyone is going through with this decrease. No one is excused from there. So life is getting shorter and shorter, day by day, night by night. And when a person's life is spent already, that yesterday passed, it will never come back again in your entire life. It's gone. It's finished in history. And how much we are preparing for it, how much good action. So this is what we have to learn, and we have to understand and realize this 24 hours of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me as a form of time, how valuable it was. And out of 24 hours, just make a hisab before you go to bed, before you sleep, just make the hisab, just think for 5 minutes, that from the morning since I woke up till I came back to my bed for the sleeping, how I spend my day, how much of time I was driving, how much of time I spend on my eating, how much of time I spend in my bathroom, how much of time I spend at work, and then calculate, and how much of time I spend for my hereafter, meaning how much of time out of 24 hours I remember my Lord, I remember my Creator, I remember my Razzaq and Sustainer. Out of 24 hours, how much of time I spend for my Akhirat? How much of time I spend for my Qabr? Every single day, before we are sleeping, we have to think and ponder. Make the hisab of every day. Write it down in one piece on the book and see end of the month how much of time I spend for dunya and how much of time I spend for Akhirat. And make the hisab of dunya and akhirah. So are you losing or you are gaining? Are you successful or you are failure? You have to make hisab of yourself. Right? No one will be there to help you in qabr or in hereafter. You have to stand with your own, alone by yourself. So this is the first deviation or first ibtila or first imtihan, that everyone's life is getting shorter and shorter by day and by night. Another thing he said, your life is going, you know, passing by. There is no way you can bring it back. You cannot buy your time from the market. There is no shop available in the mall which is selling the time. Okay, take 1 hour, give me $1,000. There is no business of time in the world. Time is gone, is gone. You cannot purchase, you cannot regain, you cannot bring it back. That is past, this is gone. No way you can bring it back. Yes, if you lose your money, if you lost in your business, or someone stole your money, or something happened to you, lost money, there is a chance you will regain your wealth again. Work little hard, do little more business, spend little more time, and there is possibility that you will earn more than what you have lost. That is possibility. You will regain your wealth, definitely. But your lifetime, which you have passed, that will never come back again. So that is the first loss. What is the second? فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ يَأْكُلُهُمُ الرِّزْقِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كَانَ حَلَالًا سُئِلَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ حَرَامًا أُقِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يَدْرِي عَاقِبَةُ الْحِسَابِ. The second thing is going through every single day, we have to eat something to survive. Breakfast, lunch and dinner, or brunch in between, whatever, we are eating and drinking, you know, unmindfully, right? So here the thing is, فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ, every single day, يَأْكُلُ مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, and everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our Razzaq. Allah is the one who is granting us the risk and sustenance. So we are eating from the risk of Allah. إِنْ كَانَ حَلَالًا, if the source of income was halal, and we made sure we check all the ingredients before we put anything in our mouth, you know, we made sure that is halal, 100%. We spend little more money to buy halal thing. We made all, you know, precautions, and we ate only halal thing, which we supposed to do it. But on that halal, there is a hisab. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask that, you know, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ يَدٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. For every bounty, every favor, every morsel of the rizq, every sip of the water and juice, soda, we have to give the hisab. If it's halal, there is a hisab for it. وَإِنْ كَانْ حَرَامًا أُخِبَ عَلَيْهِ. And unfortunately, if a person's source of income is haram, he doesn't care. Halal or haram, he just ate, just drank, anything, everything. Then there is a azab, there is a punishment for it in the yawm al-qiyamah. So either you are eating halal, you still have to give hisab. You are eating haram, you are facing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا نَدْرِي عَقِبَةُ الْحِسَابِ. We never know how our hisab will be ended, how Allah will take our hisab and reckoning. That's why we have to make dua, اللهم يسر حسابنا. Oh Allah, make our hisab easy. Number three, I'm going to conclude with this point. في كل يوم يدنو من الآخرة قدرة. Every single day, this is the reality. Every single day, no one can deny, no one can reject. Every single day, we are coming closer to our Akhirah. وَيَبْتَعِدُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And we are going away from the dunya, قَدْرًا, little bit. وَرَغَيْمَ ذَلِكَ لَا يَحْتَمُ بِالْآخِرَةِ الْبَاقِيَا بِقَدْرِ اَهْتَمَامِهِ بِالدُّنْيَا. But unfortunately, most of the time of the day, we are spending towards dunya, and most of the night we are sleeping, taking rest and taking care of our body, which is going to perish and will be buried in the graveyard. So out of that night, if some portion we can spend in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing tahajjud salat, waking up little early for fajr salat, that will be beneficial. That will, you know, we are using the time of night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That half an hour, 15 minutes, 1 hour will be beneficial out of all 12 hours of the night. Likewise, during the day, how much time we are spending for earning dunya, and we are going away from the dunya and coming close to our akhirat, that is what we have to take the reckoning and hisab of ourselves. And wala yadri hal musiru ila jannatil aliya am min naril hawiya. And we don't know, because of our amal, because of our actions, we are going to be close to the Jannatul Firdaus, or we are going away from Jannah and we are going to thrown into the hellfire. So these are the three ibtilaat and three tests every single body, every single soul is going through every single day. So wise person is that who controls himself and prepare for hereafter. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.